My guest is Alexander Van Alstyne. He's Artistic Director of AVA Ballet Theater. How are you doing? It's good to see you.
It's good to see you again, and it's a pleasure being here.
I'm happy to have you back. I know you're very busy with all of the holiday events happening. Everybody wants ballet during the holiday season, and life would be just dismal over Christmas if we didn't have the Nutcracker with the dancing mice and sugar plum fairies. So tell us about this year's production. You're going to have four shows starting next Friday. How many kids are involved in this cast?
We have about 85 kids and adults in the cast this year. We have a lot of local dancers that we're really proud of. Clara is the president of her class. Her name's Julia Salter.
How old is Clara?
She is, I think, 14.
Wow.
And she's been with me for a very long time, and she's wanted to be Clara for a very long time. And she's got the spot this year, so
oh my gosh.
Happy.
Well, how exciting is it for kids to get involved in the Nutcracker and to perform in the Nutcracker? Do they just all dream of being in the cast?
They do. We hold open auditions, and you have to have a certain criteria to be in the Nutcracker. And it is a thrill for them because we are the resident ballet company of the Pioneer, and we have the Reno Philharmonic with us. And just to be able to perform on the stage with the Philharmonic in front of you is quite spectacular. So it's quite a gift they get. So,
well, congratulations to Clara. I'm glad she finally got the lead.
She did.
Now tell us about the other kids. Are these all students of yours?
They are all students of mine. We do have a few from other dance schools.
Interesting. So at what age do you get students into the AVA Ballet Theater, and how long do you keep them?
Into the company is usually around 14, 15 is when they kind of start. Just for the Nutcracker, we usually have about 8-year-olds, because the 8-year-olds are the ones that usually are tiny enough and smart to be doing Ginger Girl in the production, to be, you know, under the Mother Ginger's dress.
Right. Where all the kids come in running out of her hoop.
Yeah. And they
That's
have
so
to,
cute.
It's really hard for them because they have a whole pattern they have to follow. And a lot of people don't realize that these girls are in full costume. They're squatting down and they're in complete darkness under that dress, and they don't see the light of day until they pop out of that dress.
Into blinding lights and
yes.
music. And you have to have it together as an 8-year-old, I think, to pull that off.
You do, and they take it so seriously. I mean, it's probably one of the most coveted parts in my ballet is that those Ginger Girls are a little group of the most funny little girls, and I just love them.
We're talking with Alexander Van Alstyne. He's Artistic Director of the AVA Ballet Theater, and they have the Nutcracker debuting a week from today. Shows run Friday, December 12th at 8 p.m., Saturday the 13th at 2 and 8 p.m., and again Sunday on the 14th at 2 p.m. There's a special sugar plum party after the Saturday and Sunday afternoon performances where kids can meet all of the Nutcracker characters. Now, Alexander, tell us about the stars of the ballet. Who have you brought in for us to enjoy?
This year, I've brought in Kathleen Martin. She's the Sugar Plum Fairy, and she is from Ballet Idaho. And also Graham Gobelli. He is going to be the Cavalier. He is from Idaho Ballet. They were my Snow King and Queen from last year, so they've been promoted. Billy Pizzuto is coming back again as Drosselmeyer. He is from Houston Ballet and Boston Ballet. I have Alicia Fabri and Adam Crawford Chavez. They are Snow King and Queen. They are from Carolina Ballet. I have Nora Clement coming in for Arabian from Ballet West.
Mm.
I also have David Huffmeyer, who is one of my alumnus students of AVA Ballet Theater. He will be doing Arabian, and he will also be flying above the stage as a white soldier.
Wow, flying above the stage.
Yes, it's quite exciting. It's very hard choreography. It's actually really hard choreography, but he's going to be great. And then I also have Eric DeBono. He is the Nutcracker Prince, and he's from the School of the Arts High School in San Francisco.
A high school kid.
He's a high school kid, and
wow.
he's a very good little dancer.
I think it's cool that you bring all of these people from all of the Western states, Eastern states as well,
yeah.
to come in and star in the Nutcracker. We get to see different artists every year. It's a nice rotation. It's fun to see what's going on in other companies.
Yeah, I'm really blessed to have a good rapport with a lot of the companies around the United States that I can actually call artistic directors and say, you know, I need a Sugar Plum or a Snow King or Queen or some pas de deux couple come in, and they're really good about letting them get out of their contracts and come join me. So
is it hard to get those spots booked during the Christmas season because everybody is doing a Nutcracker? and everybody wants to get the best ones in. So do you have to kind of fight for your leads?
They do. They approach me usually in June, June or July.
Wow.
And I kind of I start the casting basically in June or July because they are already getting booked. And a lot of the companies in America, some of them will do 52 performances of Nutcracker and they can't get let go out of their contracts.
Right, right.
But they also have, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G casts. So they've huge amounts of people. So in order to get them to be released from their contract, it's kind of, they have to know way ahead of time. So, and then I go out and I audition them. I see what they can do and see if they're my kind of dancer. And,
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's a lot of Nutcrackers. Is it ever tedious for the artists to do Nutcracker?
I think they really enjoy it because it is the holidays. And growing up, I mean, you start doing Nutcrackers when you're 8 or 9 years old.
Right.
It's kind of in your blood. Like if you don't do a Nutcracker, you kind of feel bad because you've been doing it for so long. But when you have these professional dancers that do it, I think they really enjoy it because it's just part, they know what they're going to be doing for the next month.
Right.
So it's really important. They really enjoy it. And I enjoyed it in my career, doing lots and lots of Nutcrackers and getting to tour and getting to travel on a bus and a plane. And it was really fun. So I enjoyed it.
Now, is the Nutcracker your biggest selling performance of the year for AVA Ballet Theater?
It is. The Nutcracker, generally in most big cities and companies, it is the bread and butter for the entire year. So that really holds the companies over. It is the number one selling ballet in all of the United States. So it's the big one.
Why do you think people cherish it so much? They have to see Nutcracker every year.
I think because it is such a holiday classic and it's very child-friendly. You bring your whole family. The kids love it. They dress up. I mean, the kids love to come dressed up to Nutcracker here in Reno. And it's just a big family event. And, you know, I did it when I was a kid. I mean, I actually honestly didn't see the Nutcracker because I was in the Nutcracker. I started doing Nutcrackers when I was 8. So to see a Nutcracker, it's pretty special. So, and it just kind of gets you in the holiday season, and it's quite fun.
It's going to be very fun. Now, this kicks off next Friday, 8 p.m., and then again on Saturday the 13th at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., Sunday the 14th at 2 p.m., and the special Sugar Plum Party held after the Saturday and Sunday afternoon performances. Tell us about the Sugar Plum Party. That sounds good.
The Sugar Plum Party is we have our main characters go up into the lobby, and anyone can come and take pictures, and they give them hugs, and they talk to them, and the little kids are really fascinated with the costumes and who the Sugar Plum Fairy is and who the Snow Queen is. They kind of don't want to see the Mean Mouse King, because they get scared of him, so we try not to bring him up into the lobby.
He gets no curtain calls.
He gets no curtain calls. They're too scared of him. So Mother Ginger is up there, and it's just quite fun to be able to go up and meet them after just seeing them on the stage. So
those Sugar Plum parties are held after the Saturday and Sunday afternoon performances, and it's all happening at the Pioneer Center. Tickets range from $25 to $55, and there's discounts for kids and seniors. Available online at pioneercenter.com or head to the Pioneer Center box office. They're open from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Don't forget, the show starts next Friday, the 12th. Alexander, if people want more information about AVA Ballet Theater or are interested in sending their kids to you at 3 years of age to stay with you until 14, where can they find info?
They can find info at avaballet.com, or they can call 775-762-5165 is the AVA Ballet Theater line. And you can go to our website, avaballet.com, to get all that information about classes and schedules.
Well, I know you're busy. Thank you for taking time to come in, Alexander. We appreciate that. And thank you for bringing us another wonderful Nutcracker. We appreciate you every Christmas time.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.